Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Welcome to Point of View and thank you so much for being with us. My name is Phemelo Modene. Really lovely having you on the show today. So thank you also to Gugu. She'll be back tomorrow at 6. All right. So lots coming up on the show. I'm just going to be going through some of the things that have absolutely shocked me. But as a story that we'll get to in a short while, it's what's happening at Helen Joseph Hospital. Helen Joseph Hospital, for the past 13 days, has not been able to transfer the unfortunately the deceased people who obviously died at the hospital to a government mortuary. And why? Because Helen Joseph does not have printer cartridges to print documents that are supposed to be transfer documents to the mortuary. So you have families who have been waiting for 13 days to get their loved ones so that they can give them a decent burial, whatever the case may be. It is absolutely unacceptable. We'll speak to the Gauteng Health Department. We're trying to get to somebody there to explain exactly what's going on. We'll also speak to Danosa. They're really unhappy because obviously as nurses in the hospital, they have their own concerns, but really something very, very concerning. And we'll have a conversation about that. If you're one of those people who's affected, please let me know on 086-000-959. Really like to hear from you because I think it sometimes these are very intellectual conversations and we don't really get to the bottom of who gets to be affected by these mistakes. By the way, on paper, the department is refuting the fact that it's about cartridges. They're saying it's about payments to a service provider. My suspicion is that payment to a service provider that provides ink of the cartridge to the printer. That's how I'm reading it. Also send us a voice note on 063-688-0959. But I want to start here. Councillor Kenny Kunene is acting as a mayor at the moment, and he went out with JMPD today to raid buildings that he knows and many of us know have been occupied by undocumented immigrants. He is on the line with us this evening. Should I call you acting mayor, Kenny Kunene? Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to your listeners. Yes, you can call me acting executive mayor.
Yes,
don't forget
sir. Acting executive mayor. Welcome to Point of View, and thank you so much for your time.
No, so, thank you for having me.
Councillor Kunene, you were out today. Obviously, this is something that you've done before. This is something that you've always raised concern about. Just maybe talk to me about the operation alongside the JMPD.
Look, when the mayor, Mayor Dada Morero, appointed me on Sunday night to start on Monday, I called the MMCs, although I understood that some would not be able to make it,
yes,
just for us to discuss what challenges are there in terms of the programs.
Mm-hmm.
And MMC Chwako then raised this particular building.
Mm-hmm.
That it is a thorny issue. It's mm-hmm. a building run by syndicates. EMS has a report that this building is unsafe. This building needs to have people evacuated. It's got a squatter camp mm-hmm. inside the building. I don't know mm-hmm. how many families are there. We also found a crash in that squatter camp with kids. One of the girls there, I think she's about 8 years. Her face is swollen. She's got a hole on her under her left ear with mm-hmm. something coming out of that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Infants being part of that. So, but also the other concern that I have had was we need to cut illegal connections. We need to go to this illegal hijacked buildings to go and do and cut illegal connections.
Hmm.
And indeed, this is a building that is notorious for syndicates. They kill each other every 3 months, every 6 months. It's a different syndicate that's taking over because they're raking in, from what I understand, around 120,000 rands a month just in collections. People are paying between 400 and 800 rands per month. And they charge per head. So I then said, no, let us, as a first program, let us go to this building. I'm very passionate, Timelo, about this issue of hijacked buildings, because we are not able to reach the targets that we want in terms of service delivery. We have potholes, we have bridges that are collapsing, we have stormwater drains that have challenges, we have water leakages that the revenue of the city cannot assist us to mitigate it, these challenges. Yet we have got over 600 buildings that have been hijacked, and people are paying to criminals the money that's supposed to come to the city. So it is my view that as we plan as a city to revitalize the city, we must then reclaim these buildings back. We must have the private sector come in, renovate these buildings, demolish those that are collapsing or are structurally not proper, so that we can be able to rebuild them, get people into those, and start paying for services, rates and taxes, water and electricity. That's how the city generates revenue. So that's why I'm very passionate about this. But also, human trafficking is happening in these buildings. Drug trafficking is happening in these buildings. Criminality is happening. People commit crimes, they run into these buildings, and there are no go zones. Even this one, we were told that even the incarnates from KZN are staying in this building. We must be careful when we go there. So government must be afraid to go and inspect a building because criminals are in charge. We cannot allow that.
So let me just understand, to what extent are the police doing their own investigation in getting to the source, the syndicates that are taking the money from the tenants there?
Everybody knows. The police knows them. The police knows. Timelo, hijacking of buildings has become normalized in this country. It has now gone from hijacking buildings to hijacking houses. In Rosettenville, in Telfontein, in Randburg, in Randburg, houses have been hijacked. Telfontein, everywhere. In Bryanston, there's a person that called me from overseas. He rented the house to a guy from DRC. That guy hijacked the house. He refused to pay him. So I'm saying a lot of South Africans don't care because it's not happening to them. GP's town, no South African owns a house there. They are renting from illegal immigrants. So criminality has been normalized. And the police know about it. Nothing is being done. There is no political will to deal with this particular matter. Some of us have got that political will to deal with this particular matter. And it can be dealt with. New York was worse than Johannesburg. Johannesburg can be a clean city. You cannot talk about a South Africa that is developing if Johannesburg does not become what it is supposed to be. If Johannesburg is run by criminal syndicates, if the property of Johannesburg is in the hands of criminals, there's no way that you can create jobs. There's no way that you can develop this country. There's no way that the city, that you can develop the city. There's no way that you can collect enough revenue. Instead, we are going to see a city that is run by illegal immigrants who have got more firepower than South Africans. It cannot be.
My understanding is that last year sometime there was an MOU that was signed between the Minister of Police as well as the provincial head, Premier Banyaza Lusufi, to collaborate and cooperate with one another, especially when it comes to dealing with issues of resources and resourcing even municipalities for operations like these ones. How does that, for instance, assist you in dealing with matters like this, where people can tell you openly that no, you can't go in there as the police, you know, you must be afraid? Is there, you are saying there's no political will. Is that still the case? You don't see any movement at all? And if not, what then should be the way forward?
If national government, honestly, took this matter seriously, the police and the army would have been brought in. You saw in Mayfair, Pakistanis and Bangladeshis some time ago brandishing rifles on the streets, chasing away police. We saw that. Not even one operation has happened in Mayfair by our national police and national defense force. Despite people displaying rifles that are carried by soldiers, nothing. So I am saying to you that I have lost hope. I've lost hope there. When I was appointed to start on Monday, on Monday, I was having meetings. We're introducing, welcoming the acting city manager, seconded by the MMC from province. I was introducing him to the MMCs and to the officials so that they can introduce him to other officials. I was having meeting with MMCs. And on Tuesday, I had two programs in Soweto, and then I'm with this program. We did not hold five-hour meetings. We know what are the challenges in the city of Johannesburg. They don't need meetings. A meeting that we have must be a meeting of how do we do our action plan. MMC Chua could not make it to the meeting yesterday because he was in Soweto running a program. We planned this over the phone. We spoke about this over the phone, and the following day we implemented. Immigration came. Okay. The MMC of EISD, I called him and we arranged. City Power was there. So these things can happen over a phone call. They don't need an email. They don't need five-hour meetings. The challenges that our people have, the challenges that we have as the city of Johannesburg, as a country, as all the metros in the country, they don't need emails. They don't need dialogues of 10 hours. They need a phone call. And that's what I did. I did phone calls yesterday. Today, we are on the ground with two MMCs, with their officials. City Power was cutting there. We're cutting with them. We took out the whole cable at Pimelo. We took out the whole cable from where it was connected, illegally connected, and that cable is from City Power. The MMC and the City Power said, this cable is our cable. Which means these criminals have got people at City Power selling them the cable of City Power. And Timelo, where they did a trench across the road, they then closed that trench like it's JRA that closed it with asphalt. They closed it like it's a professional. It's official. You can see these are syndicates that are very, very well organized. So we even went in, we took out even the electricity infrastructure in that building. And that's what we're going to do with all the other buildings. So I am saying to you, I'm not going to wait for people who are still talking about dialogues and meetings. The challenges of our country don't need the dialogues. They don't need meetings. They need a phone call. And the will to implement. Tomorrow,
yes,
we are meeting at 9 o'clock at Koni Bapela, Constance Bapela Council Chambers, where we met today.
Yes.
From there, we are telling the media and the officials, where are we going to do an operation? We'll do that operation until 12. Then we'll give them a break to go for lunch. 2 o'clock, we will meet at Randburg JMPD offices. From Randburg JMPD offices, we will let them know where are we doing our next operation, because we can't divulge that information beforehand.
Of course.
And at 5 o'clock, we will give them a break to go and have dinner. And at 7 o'clock, 7:30, we will start our night program, where we will be working until 2 o'clock in the morning. And all this, Timelo, happened over a phone call. No meeting around the table, no 10 people, no 50 people around the table. A phone call to four MMCs. And the program is happening. The officials have responded.
Are we going to see effective arrests with these raids?
Unfortunately, all we can do as a city with JMPT, JMPT enforces bylaws.
Hmm.
The police must process those that JMPT now hands over to them. You see, that is the problem. So JMPT, we arrested over 40 illegal immigrants. And the bikes of JMPT were full. So we could not have enough. But we are saying we can do this program on a bigger scale if South African Police Service work with us, if Home Affairs bring us immigration officer with the drugs.
Are we saying?
So that they go to the police station, they get processed and charged, they are handed over, they go to the facility where they have to go, and then they are deported. Not by plane. When I become the mayor of Johannesburg, or when Gaetan McKenzie become the president of the country, they will be deported in a tipper lorry with steel bars closing it.
So,
in winter or summer, whether it's raining or it's cold, that's how we will deport them.
Can I ask
to their countries.
The officials, the police officials that accompanied you, you're saying JMPD vehicles were full. Did they arrest anybody themselves today?
JMPD?
No. The police.
The police were not there. SAP
they did not come at all?
At all. They were not with us at all.
What's your understanding?
Remember, when JMPD does this program,
yes,
they always inform the local police.
Of course.
That be aware that this is what you're going. That's why they informed immigration. Immigration,
yes,
came. They sent two guys. Whether they did anything substantial or not, that's another point. But they did nothing because they told us at 4 o'clock they have to knock off. I don't know what were they doing there when we left Koniba Pell around 3 o'clock, and they are telling us that at 4 o'clock they need to knock off, and they knock off and they leave. Those two officials that came from immigration, they left us. So that's why we had to arrest these people ourselves, check IDs, put them in the JPD bikes, take them to the police station. The system from Home Affairs is rotten. It's rotten, Pimelo. And for us to get this city to a world-class African city, we have to be decisive. Unfortunately, you would need national provinces. Province does not have police.
Yeah.
Province works mainly with traffic officers.
No. Yeah.
And
I understand
you need
that.
National police. And Pimelo, every country has got a city that it is known for. You can't talk America without talking New York.
Mm.
You can't talk about Nigeria without talking about Lagos.
Mm.
You can't talk about Zimbabwe without talking about Harare.
Mm.
You can't talk about South Africa without talking about Johannesburg. And yet, even national departments are not even pulling their weight to make Johannesburg become this flagship city that it's supposed to be for the country. That's what is frustrating.
Yeah. Look, we'll be watching what you do tomorrow. We will try and get to National Police to see, you know, what the intervention will be, because clearly we have a problem. And this is not the first time we're hearing this, by the way, that we haven't got enough support from the police. And I think it's something that we really need to get to the bottom of.
Let me tell you what's going to happen, Pimelo, quickly.
Yes, go ahead.
Last time we did this program, SAPS came and did the same program. That was the commissioner, Bekitel.
Mm.
We should not compete. We should work together, plan, join hands, and move. That's what we should do in the interest of the country. So, tomorrow we're going to do another program. Then you will see now SAPS is coming. SAPS was told. NMC of Public Safety told me that when he called SAPS, nobody came. Tomorrow we are doing one of the most dangerous programs in the afternoon and at night, especially at night. But we have to do it. We have to do it. We have to let criminals that the city of Johannesburg is not a playground. That's what is painful.
Well, let me ask you this. Why are we not escalating the issues? You know, if at the level of local governance, provincial governance, you're not getting the support of the SAPS, why are we not escalating these things?
We have escalated and escalated and escalated.
Mm.
We're tired.
All right.
We'll do what we do with what we have to do.
Sure.
And then we'll see. This building that we went to today, tomorrow we are meeting with the MMC of Social Development at 9, and for us to identify the shelters. Then we are going back after the program of tomorrow. We are taking out all South Africans. We are taking them to that shelter. We have at least located the owner of the building, who has actually went to court to try and evict these people. He was threatened by the syndicate. He's coming tomorrow. We are meeting with him. We'll give him support. We will make sure that we evacuate these people, give them alternative accommodation, take out all those checks, hand over the building to the owner so that the owner can start working on it and see how do we then deal with the syndicate. There are good men and women in blue. There are those that I'll be engaging at the highest level. One of them has called me today to say, we see the good work you are doing. Can you communicate with us?
All right.
So I'm going to talk to them so that we are able to assist this type of owners who want to come forward and reclaim their buildings so that the city can start generating revenue and the city can start being clean.
We'll make sure that we watch tomorrow what happens. Councillor Kenny Kunene, who is now acting executive mayor of the city of Johannesburg, he says there will be a full-on operation as well tomorrow. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I'll be speaking to the DA spokesperson. We've been speaking to her for a while in relation to the higher education minister. They have now gone and opened a criminal case against her. That and more coming up after this.
Point of View. Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Kaya 959. On the street. On the air. Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.